congratulations. What a wonderful achievement. Now that 31 of the 40 corridors have been recovered, are you going to start ramping up production of your trains?
Our contract says that in 10 years, the company will have, the manufacturer will have to manufacture 600 trains. So that is in the contract. So 600 trains will be manufactured for South Africa, which we are going to use on our corridors. Remember, in many of the corridors that we have recovered, we're still not running full-scale services because maybe there's still no signaling. So it's partial services that we're running. But with the signaling being installed on all our corridors, then we're going to run more frequent trains, particularly during peak hours, but even during the day. And therefore, we need all the numbers manufactured.
So 600 trains, 10 years from when the contract originally started, we are somewhat delayed. So how long do you think it's going to take to wrap up the 400 that still need to be done?
In fact, the contract is supposed to end in 2028. However, we're considering extending by a year, taking into account the COVID 2020 year. And therefore, we have to make up for that. It's an issue that we are dealing with, and PRASA is dealing with it with regards to the contract itself. Otherwise, by the end of the contract, we must receive the 600 trains. We can do it because we're producing quite a number of trains. If I'm not mistaken, I think it's 7 trains
per month.
No, to be honest, it might even be more frequent than that.
So I think at height of manufacturing, we're at 62 trains per annum.
Yes.
So 6 to 7 trains
per month. Yeah, yes. 7 trains per month. Yes.
All right. So we need to keep that pace going, which makes me a bit nervous because I've heard that they might ask for production to be brought down. Is that just a rumor and there's no truth to it?
What is important is that we meet the contract. Remember, there's a contract that we agreed upon 600 trains.
Yes.
And that has to happen. If there are any issues with regards to that, those matters will be looked into. But we have a contractual agreement with them, 600 trains in 10 years. And of course, we might extend by a year because of COVID-19. And after that, we definitely must have those 600 trains. And as government, we're beginning to discuss the issues to say what's then going to happen post that, because this was a build, operate and transfer-like arrangement, and what then should happen after the contract has ended.
Okay, so that was going to be my next question. It is a build, operate and transfer. This will be yours, as in PRASA's world-class manufacturing for passenger rolling stock. Are you going to start pushing the African agenda to see your trains running in the Southern African corridor?
Not even by the end of the contract. That is one matter that we are already embarking upon now. Remember, in terms of the AU, we have to provide train parts and trains as well. Remember, we've got our old yellow trains, and we have that general overhaul project that we are embarking upon. And those trains can actually be available for any country in the continent that wants them as second-hand trains. So those, they are available. And that is why we have said to PRASA, let's go to the continent. Remember, one other thing they will have to do is to start ordering trains.
Yes.
So that we know that country X would want to have trains by this time. And we therefore plan to manufacture them. That's what we want to do now, to go to the continent and say, do you want a train? Place your order now. And tell us as to when you'd want those trains. Then we start manufacturing them.
So in terms of manufacturing for the continent, what are the opportunities for African Continental Free Trade Agreement, the movement of people and goods, but movement of people, for this train to start taking people from Park Station all the way to Zimbabwe or Botswana? When can we see that?
Cabinet approved the high-speed rail concept, and they actually said to us, let's embark on the feasibility study, and I think that will also talk to such things.
Yes.
For now, the feasibility study will focus on Durban Johannesburg, but already there is a request even from the private sector that it has to proceed to Masimusina and therefore maybe to even Zimbabwe.
Yes.
So that we can run those high-speed trains, because that's what you will require once you operate these long-distance trains.
Yes.
So that it doesn't take you 8 hours to board a train from Johannesburg to Durban. So that is one other matter that we're looking at. So it's there's a lot on our plate when it comes to trains, whether they are passenger trains or even freight trains. There's a lot that is on our plate. And we're moving with speed because Cabinet, for instance, on high-speed trains, they said, we're giving you this blank check if you want. We want you to come back and say to us, we've done the feasibility study. This is what is possible. This is the cost. And therefore, this is what we think should happen. And go to Cabinet and actually advise Cabinet that maybe let's go the route of build, operate, and transfer. Or we concessions, for instance, and so on and so forth, so that we can have funding. And as we do that, as the Department of Transport, Cabinet is going to to support us. So yes, we're trying to modernize our rail sector as much as possible, so that the trains are not meant, like in the past, for the poor,
but
they are for everybody. And these trains, you know, the way they are, anyone can board them. They are safe, they're secure, they're warm, they're clean. There's a security officer in the train. Our people must help us.
It all comes down to that.
Our people must help us, because as we do this, it also all depends on them, on how they receive these services and this infrastructure and these beautiful trains. If they think that all they have to do is to vandalize, then, of course, that's take us back as a country.
When does Transnet move to the Department of Transport?
The Transnet, that's the prerogative of the president on how he's going to configure his government and departments post-elections. So the president will decide on whether he wants Transnet to move to the Department of Transport. Such things are decided upon at the beginning of the term. It's easier that way. And I think I've seen it happening during that time.